Blog Talk Radio.
What you see and witness now is the man who came by to get King to take him to dinner. And 30 years later at a press conference, he slipped because God do baffle your mind sometimes. You look,
to get the feel or to know what the civil rights movement actually was about. Even as they marched, now they could have stopped in a hotel, but when you think about marching from Memphis to Jackson or Jackson to Memphis, that went a hotel. You stayed in churches, you stayed in people's homes, and that's how we got over, that's how we got through. The struggle was it was a spiritual struggle. You couldn't pay people to do what we had to do. You couldn't pay people to stand before mad dogs and fire hoses and billy clubs and cattle prods. It was strictly a spiritual and moral movement. So we wanted that dimension to be in the pilgrimage to Memphis. We will revisit the mountaintop speech site. That's the Mason's Temple, where Dr. King made his last address, which he almost didn't make, because the night that we were having that rally, there were tornado warnings, and he was behind on the Poor People's Campaign, and he said, "You guys go on over and have the rally. I'm going to stay at the motel and work on the Poor People's Campaign." When we got there, and Dr. Abernathy walked in, and Jesse Jackson walked in, and I walked in, and others, people started clapping because they thought Martin was behind us. And so Ralph Preacher said to him, "This is not our crowd." And he went to the phone and called Dr. King. And any of the marches that we had in those days, you have an opportunity to bring the children and bring the family and march with us. And when I finished sharing with them the last hour of Dr. King's life, a hurry. But that gave me the wonderful privilege of spending the last hour on earth. Three preachers in a room, Abernathy, King, and Kyle. And we spent that last hour together in room 306 at the Lorraine Motel. The press is always curious, and writers, "What went on? What did you talk about?" I say, "We just talk preacher talk. What preachers talk about when they get together."
Y'all pay real attention to what you're fixing to hear now.
About a quarter of six, we walked on the balcony, and he was talking to people in the courtyard. He stood here, and I stood there. Only as I moved away, so he could have a clear shot, the shot rang out.
Thank you.
I turned around and then knocked him back on the balcony.
Absolutely gloomy Sunday. happy. Like a motherless child. And sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Like I'm almost gone. And sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. And sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Way up in the sky, away from
down my hand. nation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south will never be the same. Oh, winter storm, winter storm. And I need you more than one. And I want you all time. With the dark night, still on the line. With the time. By the time I get to feel it, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door.
You shouldn't. sunshine. Just peace and things and flowers. Just peace and things and flowers. Just peace and things and flowers.
No, 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 no. never liked nobody that's been mean to me. I've got a heart full of stone, and I hate the misery. Then you came along into my life, destroying me more, mounting up the toil and strife. But I'm a blues boy, I'm a blues boy, I'm a blues boy, I'm a blues boy. Guess I'll always be, and I claim it famously, 'cause I'm a fool for you. I don't know why I love you like I do. When you're breaking my heart, and you know it's true. But I'm a fool for you, I'm a fool for you, I'm a fool.
Forces you to act this way. Thank you. You and have laid their bodies down. Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. I go to the place where danger awaits me. Oh, and it's bound to forsake me. So stupid minded. So stupid, but I go crazy when I can't find it. In the morning, be all right, my queen, but soon the night will bring the pain. Feeling awake me. Self-destruction in my head. Oh Lord, oh, stupid minded.
on the rotted pasteboard wall, right next to the sign that read, "Please don't pee in our hall." And then he reached in his slide, and he pulled out the tiny transparent bag, the one filled with the chalk white powder the junkies called skag. He sighed as he hit the big vein in his arm, and his mind took off on Bird's musical charm. Now, Bird was blowing embraceably you, like only he was hip to a secret he knew. Wow, the brother said as he slipped off into a nod. Bird sure eases the pain. Now I think I'll tune in on Brother Train. He tried to get up, but his body wouldn't move. His mind told him his senses were in a groove. Finally, Bird was through, and Train took over in a spiritual debut. His heart began to pound as he dug the bar sound. Damn, Bird and Train sure enough was down. And then he looked up and saw that the box wasn't even on, and it was damn near gone. I'm high, I'm blind, I'm wasted. If I could only come down. There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Give me some dough so I can buy me some smacks and get back on the track. He slipped off into a nod as the sounds became odd, and he could no longer hear Train or Bird. He could only hear the loud, unspoken word, "Get back, you're black." "No, but I'm beautiful," he said. And then he suddenly realized that he was dead, and he was being lowered into the ground, and couldn't utter a single sound. And his family and friends were standing round with their heads hanging down, crying and carrying on, 'cause their beautiful son was gone. "No, I'm not dead," his mind said. "Don't bury me, 'cause I just nothing, 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 nothing." And then he realized, oh dee, oh dee, oh. We'll be right back.
So you can slip to the AC, boy, fat laces. I'm not fattily, no baby.
That's right, baby.
You're always by my side. Silently you wait, not wanting to complain, convincing yourself that things will change. But meanwhile it hurts, it truly, truly hurts. We shouldn't cry, but I just want to tell you now, come on fellas, come on now, let's tell the truth. The girl, she just don't care. My, no matter what she do, the girl, she just don't really care. Come on now, fellas, let's tell her how it hurts. Let's tell her how it hurts.
Forest girl, it ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and repressed in love's hot fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants. This park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no. Recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. The birds like tender babies in your hands, and the old man playing checkers by the trees. This park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green ice flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again. Thank you.
for me, someone will bring it. I will drink the wine while it is warm, and never let you catch me looking at the sun. And after all the loves of my life, after all the loves of my life, you'll still be the one. I will take my life into my hands, and I will desire, and my passion flow like a river through the sky. And after all the love of my life, oh, after all the love of my life, I'll be thinking of you and wondering.
make a smile for me. Lately I've been so lonely, and a smile from you might make these blues go away. Stay a while with me. Can't you tell I've been lonely, and a smile from you might make it a nicer day. Close your eyes and dream of a sunny place. Watch the world when you smile. Stay with me and smile at me, sunny face. Chase the clouds away with your smile. Make a smile for me. Lately I've been so lonely, and a smile from you might make these blues go away. Stay a while with me. Can't you tell I've been lonely, and a smile from you might make it a nicer day. Close your eyes and dream of a sunny place. Watch the world chase the clouds away with your smile. Your smile. Your smile.
Just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Walk amongst the stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life. In my life. Well, I've shared so many pains, and I've played so many games. Oh, but everyone finds the right way somehow, somewhere, someday. Thank you.
Damn deep. never dreamed of. Willing to be. Tonight is gonna be scandalous, 'cause tonight I'm gonna be your fantasy. Nosso sangue.
As I'm sitting here listening to this, I'm thinking about a brother, a colleague out of Vancouver named Luis Machuca, one of the best players I've ever heard spinning. We were doing a show together on a public station, Co-op Radio, and he talked about how I like to go to the dark places when I'm creating a move. And it's not so much the darkness. It's like stepping into the unknown. That was the mindset I always had behind all the mind streams that we did. And yes, this is DJ Honeycomb, Michael Wilsingham. Hope you're enjoying the last vestiges of Black Music Month before we carry on. Enjoy playing for you tonight. Tomorrow evening, we're editorial as myself, T-Mac, Big G, and the rest of the crew, all of the Brother Man Network come together to do our editorial version. Soul Tree Radio on the Raw, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Hump Day Special. We're following up with more music Thursday and Friday as we take June into July and lighten things a little bit because there's a lot of stuff to come this summer. My partner, G, he's working on the Able Disabled concert where people who had to come on stage in various forms other than walk will show you why they are still badass sons of bitches. As they throw down some of their best grooves. We're actually obviously talking about people like Ray Charles, Curtis Mayfield, After the Accident, Stevie, others. You guys will enjoy this. We will also be presenting a Ballad of Girl Groups. Yes. So Bobby Sox is another good shit to the disco ladies. All of that will be also in July. Everybody stick and stay because classic R&B is our stock and trade now. Shout out to our colleague, the Mystery Man, and also everybody who has been supporting us. We appreciate it. And of course, as always, I want you to go safe, stay safe, and be safe. And y'all know, because it's hot as a mug out here. Regardless of where you are, we've been talking about global warming for a couple of seasons now. New Jersey has literally gone tropical. We see rain patterns change and It's not a question of if but when and how heavier the air has been over the last couple of summers. So that's going to continue. So the fact that it's like 107 in fucking Vancouver is not a surprise to me, because we see the whole world is shifting. Now, on top of this, we're going to also do a little work as our colleague Jason Hoover is the subject of a feature film, a documentary that we've been working on for a while. And I have been tapping at my resources to understand better how to approach this. We've already cracked off three of these little vignettes on the soul map look like. But now my head is correct. I had to tap into it one more time and start thought casting, something I hadn't done since my early 20s. We will present the soul map in its fullest and make them understand why they fucked Jason at the drive-through, as they said. Soul may not be a monolith, but it definitely does not operate in a vacuum. And that's one of the points that we wish to drum home when we do the solicitation on what had happened at the same time that Jason and crew had their first hit, King Size, on the radio, which was December 1968. I'll let you know everything that happened everywhere else, at least at the same time, to show why the radio people in Vancouver were a bunch of duplicitous motherfuckers. Aside from that, we'll be back to work tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, editorially. So, you know, it's getting nicer. We know the barbecues are going to be working, and they're going to be flying the flags of the U.S. and Canada. Wash your hands. Wash your ass, especially now. Y'all know it's hot out there. Nobody want to smell no stank ass. Wash your ass. Wear a mask, or at least keep one in your pocket just in case. Watch your back. Everybody like me, when you hear this, I think you'll know what you see.
I keep looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind. And I've been trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind. They say I got brains, but they I guess I just wasn't made for these.